All right, welcome back to the deep dive. So today we're wrestling with this concept that I feel like is chasing all of us, whether you're, running a business or just trying to stay relevant. It's this idea of content saturation.
It really is. The sources we looked at are pretty clear on it. The old build it and they will come playbook is, well, it's just over.
Over, buried.
Totally. It's like, imagine a library, but the library is infinite. Millions of books, millions of videos, the shelves are full. Distribution isn't the problem anymore. That's basically free. The real battle is for mental availability.
Mental availability. That sounds intense. Like we're all fighting for real estate inside someone's brain.
That's a great way to put it, actually. It's not just about being on the shelf. It's about being the first thing someone thinks of when they have a problem. If you're not constantly there with relevant content, you pretty much don't exist.
Okay, so to get our heads around this, we're going to do a sort of live case study. We're taking a very specific company. It's called Conduct Exam, and we're going to see what happens when you plug a really powerful AI engine into it.
Right. We've got two main players here. First, Conduct Exam. Think of them as the heavy lifters in the assessment world. They provide the whole infrastructure for online and offline tests.
For schools, coaching centers, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And on the other side, we have the Auto Content API. Our sources call it an industrial engine, which I love. Its whole goal is to, like, decouple content creation from human time.
So the mission for this deep dive is, how can a traditional logistics-focused platform like Conduct Exam use this API to transform, to go from just a testing utility to, I don't know, a full-on multimedia educational powerhouse?
That's the question. And this is a blueprint for so many businesses right now.
I love it. But before we get too far into the future, let's ground ourselves. Who exactly is Conduct Exam? Because I looked at their about page and they seem huge, but also maybe a little traditional.
That's a fair take. They are incredibly robust. I mean, this isn't just a website where you take a quiz. It's more like the entire operating system for an educational institution.
So they have web-based software, mobile
The
apps.
based mobile apps for Android and iOS, and this is the really interesting part, a huge focus on offline exam software.
Offline, hold on, offline in what, 2026?
Yeah.
That feels like a step backward, doesn't it? I mean, why would a tech company focus on being offline?
It sounds totally counterintuitive, I know, but it's brilliant when you see who they serve. They're big in markets like India, where internet isn't always a guarantee. So they have solutions for center-based tests, even tests that run off a USB stick or a CD. The whole point is the exam happens no matter what.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So they're the logistics kings. They handle the when and the how. I saw they have modules for things like bulk check printing and
Yeah,
fees management.
exactly. They're the plumbing, deeply embedded in the admin side of things. But here's the problem, and it's what our sources call the production bottleneck.
Let's unpack that. If I'm running a coaching center and I've got Conduct Exam, my tests are handled, my fees are handled, what's the bottleneck?
The learning. Conduct Exam handles the test, but a school has to engage students before the test. And you can't just hand someone a textbook anymore.
Right. Well,
You need study guides, you need explainer videos, you need audio summaries for students who are commuting.
right. I mean, give me a 50-page PDF on, I don't know, thermodynamics, and I'll probably skim it, but give me a 10-minute podcast on it. I'm listening.
Precisely. Now think about the cost of that. If you're a local coaching institute, you might have great teachers, but do you have a video editing team? Audio engineers?
Probably not. And hiring them would cost thousands.
And that's the traditional model the auto content sources talk about. It's linear, one person, one asset. It's constrained by human hours, and it's expensive. I mean, a single good video can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
Ouch. So the school is stuck. They've got the knowledge, they've got the testing platform, but they can't create the engaging content to bridge that gap.
And that is exactly where the Auto Content API comes in with this idea of hyperscalability.
Hyperscalability, is that just another buzzword, or does it actually change the economics?
Oh, it's a huge economic shift. The API model is parallel, not linear. It's constrained by servers, not people. So the costs become logarithmic. You're shifting from paying hundreds of dollars per asset to, well, to cents. The source mentioned a podcast episode costing between 10 cents and 2 euros in credits.
That is a staggering difference. We're talking about the price of a coffee versus a car payment. So, okay, let's apply it. If Conduct Exam integrates this, what does that actually look like for a student?
Okay, picture this. This is what the sources call the notebook LM alternative. You're a student, your professor uploads a really dense 40-page PDF chapter on, say, organic chemistry.
Ugh, okay. I'm already dreading it.
Normally, yes. But now, because Conduct Exam has this API built in, the system just asks the professor, hey, you want to generate an audio overview?
Just like that.
Just like that. The API reads the PDF and creates a two-person dialogue podcast. A lot like what we're doing right now, explaining the key concepts.
That's wild. So I can just listen to my textbook on the bus. It turns that dead commuting time into study time.
Exactly. Completely changes the relationship. Conduct Exam stops being this stressful place you go to get tested and becomes a place you go to learn. And because it's an API, they can build it right inside their own dashboard. They keep the user in their ecosystem.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate for a second.
Go for it.
A podcast is one thing, but Conduct Exam, their core business is testing, right? It's in the name. How does this really help with that?
That's the beauty of it. The API doesn't just do audio. One of its specific outputs is quizzes. So take that same organic chemistry PDF. The API can parse it and automatically generate, say, 100 multiple choice questions.
100 questions, yep, automatically.
Yep.
And think of the synergy. Conduct Exam already have the database for questions. The API generates the content. So a teacher uploads a syllabus, clicks a button, and boom, the question bank is populated with drafts. Questions, correct answers, even the wrong answers.
That saves hours and hours of manual data entry. Just typing that stuff in is such soul-crushing work.
It is. And of course, a human teacher should review them, fine-tune them. But editing a draft is 10 times faster than starting from a blank page.
Okay, I see the vision for the student and the teacher. What about for Conduct Exam itself? As a business, they have all these complex products, right? OMR readers, lead management.
A whole suite of them, yeah.
And complex software is really hard to sell. An administrator might look at a future list and have no idea what offline exam software even does.
No.
A wall of text is boring.
This is where the API's Xcraner video endpoint becomes a total game changer for their marketing. You can literally feed the API a URL like the landing page for their offline test feature, and it generates a 60 to 90 second video.
Hold on. A video from a URL? What's in the video? Is it just like screenshots?
It's way more sophisticated.
No.
It generates a script from the page text, uses an AI avatar to present it, adds synchronized subtitles, and even pulls in relevant B-roll footage.
Hmm. But let's be real. We've all seen some pretty janky AI video. Is a serious company like Conduct Exam really going to put an AI avatar on its homepage? Doesn't that risk looking a bit cheap?
That's a totally valid concern. And no, you wouldn't use this for your Super Bowl ad. But for explaining a B2B software feature, it's about utility. And the source material talks about a key metric here, dwell time.
Dwell time.
It's an SEO thing. How long does a visitor stay on your webpage? If you embed a video, even a simple one, people stick around longer. The source claims that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times? Okay, wow. Even if the video is just functional, that kind of ranking boost is, it's impossible to ignore.
Right. And look at the cost arbitrage again. A professionally made explainer video is, what, $50 to $300 minimum? The API does it for about 400 credits. On their business plan, that's roughly €4.
€4. So for the price of a latte, Conduct Exam can create a unique video for every single one of its features.
Every single one. And then they can take it to social media. The source calls this the short form imperative.
You mean TikTok, Reels, that stuff?
Exactly. Vertical video. That's where the students are. It's where the younger, tech-savvy educators are. Conduct Exam could run a totally faceless channel.
Faceless, as in they don't need to put their own employees on camera.
Right. They can just take their blog posts, like how to prevent cheating in online exams, and automatically turn them into 60-second vertical videos. It gives them the marketing scale of a huge company, but with just an API key.
It's like giving a new B2B company the media muscle of a consumer brand. Speaking of muscle, let's talk about reach. Conduct Exam is based in India, right?
They are, and they make a point of supporting English, Hindi, and many other languages.
In India, being multilingual isn't optional, it's essential. But creating content in 10 different languages has to be a nightmare. You know, translators, voice actors.
It is a nightmare.
Yeah.
But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. This just opens up a massive automated global expansion strategy for them.
How would that work in practice?
So a coaching center makes a great study guide in English. The API can take it, transcribe it, translate it, and then resynthesize the audio into Spanish, or German or Japanese, instantly.
So Conduct Exam could start selling their platform to a university in Spain, and the content infrastructure would just work.
It multiplies their total addressable market, their TAM, overnight. They don't have to go out and hire a local content team in Berlin.
Okay.
The API handles the localization.
There was another feature in the source that connects to this, voice cloning.
Ah, yes. The CEO paradox.
I love that name. The concept, though, is a little creepy. So the idea is everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has no time. So you clone their voice.
That's the gist. Imagine the head of a major coaching institute, a real celebrity to their students, the guru.
Right.
They record their voice once, just for a few minutes. Then the system can generate daily exam tips or morning motivation audio messages sent to thousands of students, all in that leader's specific trusted voice.
But isn't that fake? I mean, if I'm a student and I find out that pep talk was from a bot, don't I feel a little betrayed?
That is the big question. The counter argument, though, is that it's about scaling intimacy. If the content is actually good, if the tip is useful, does it matter if the guru didn't physically speak it that morning? It builds a consistent, familiar connection.
Scalable intimacy. It's a brave new world, I guess.
It definitely cuts through the noise better than a text message.
Okay, let's pivot to something a bit more advanced. We've talked about transforming existing content, but the sources mention deep research. This is about finding new information. How does that help an exam platform?
Well, think about the exams they support. Things like IBPS PO for banking. A huge part of those exams is general knowledge or current events.
Oh, right. And that changes every single day. A textbook is out of date the second you print it. You need to know what happened yesterday.
Exactly. The API has a deep research endpoint that can browse the live web. So Conduct Exam could set up what's called a recurring research workflow.
What does that mean? Like a news ticker?
Even better, they could set a trigger. Every Friday morning, find the top three banking regulation stories. The API goes out, reads reputable sources, synthesizes the findings, and generates a weekly current affairs audio brief or reading passage for students.
That's an incredible value add. Students logging in are getting fresh, relevant content from that morning, not static questions from 5 years ago.
It makes the whole platform sticky, and it goes even further with social intelligence. The API can monitor platforms like X and Reddit.
The source called this newsjacking, right?
Yeah, but in this context, it's more like trend relevance. If a specific topic suddenly goes viral on Reddit, a new scientific breakthrough, a change in tax law conduct exam could detect that trend.
And then do what with it?
And then automatically generate a practice test or quick explainer video about it. Here's the math behind that new AI model everyone is talking about.
That's brilliant. It makes the learning feel so immediate and connected to the real world.
It creates a reaction loop. The platform feels alive.
This all sounds incredible, but I can hear the developers listening and asking the big question, how hard is this to actually build? Does Conduct Exam need a whole new team of AI engineers?
That's the most common misconception. The source is clear. It's an API. It's designed to connect through standard methods, but even better, it connects through no-code platforms like Make.com or Zapier.
Explain Make.com for people who don't know.
Think of it like digital glue. It lets you connect different apps without writing code. You can create a workflow like when a new blog post is published on conductexam.com, trigger, send it to the auto content API, next step, create a podcast, final step, post it to LinkedIn.
So you're not rebuilding your whole platform. It's like adding a new layer on top.
Precisely. It's modular. You don't have to rip out the plumbing to install a new faucet.
What about the economics? Let's look at the credit model from the source.
The business plan is listed at 108 euros a month for 10,000 credits.
Okay, 108 euros a month. What does 10,000 credits actually get you?
A podcast episode is around 10 credits. An explainer video is about 50.
Wait, so for that one subscription, they could make roughly 1,000 podcasts a month.
Or 200 explainer videos.
Oh.
Now compare that to hiring a single freelancer. You'd be bankrupt. This lets them target what the source calls long tail keywords.
Explain the long tail strategy.
Normally, you only create content for big popular search terms, right? Like best online exam software. You don't create content for how to conduct a USB biology test in rural India because only 50 people search for that.
Where the ROI isn't there, it costs too much to make content for just 50 people.
Exactly. But what if the creation cost drops to 4 euros? Suddenly, it is profitable. Conduct Exam can dominate thousands of these super specific niche search terms because the cost of failure is almost zero.
It completely changes the math of marketing. It's not a gamble anymore. It's a volume game.
It shifts content from a variable operating expense to a predictable tech investment.
So if we zoom all the way out, what's the big picture here?
The big picture is synergy. Conduct Exam has the infrastructure for assessment. They have the users, the security, the grading logic.
And the Auto Content API provides the infrastructure for growth.
Exactly. When you combine them, Connect Exam stops being just a utility. It becomes a generative platform. It doesn't just test students. It teaches them, engages them, and reaches them across the globe in any format.
It basically solves the blank page problem for every teacher on their platform. You don't have to write the test from scratch. You don't have to record the lecture. The system can draft it for you.
And for Connect Exam as a business, it solves that content saturation problem we started with. They can produce enough volume and variety to stay mentally available without breaking the bank.
It's a fascinating look at where EdTech is going. It's not just about digitizing a paper test anymore.
Which leaves us with a really important final thought for you to chew on, especially if you work in education or publishing.
Let's hear it.
If a platform like Conduct Exam, which used to just measure knowledge, can now automatically generate the study guide, the video lecture, the practice quiz, and the final exam, all from a single document in just minutes, what happens to the role of the traditional textbook publisher?
Wow. That is a massive question. If the exam software can generate the textbook on demand, maybe the textbook isn't a product anymore. Maybe it's just data.
It's definitely something to think about. The lines are blurring.
They certainly are. Thanks so much for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.